Early model stance post USDA numbers. I'm Rich Posch for Critical Point, 12:30 p.m., March 31st. Got the USDA numbers. I'm not going to take your time of giving those numbers out. You should know them. They're out there anywheres, everywheres, or go to the USDA site. And the model may change its opinion here in forecasting in the next few to several days relative to those numbers and relative to what the market's doing. And you may even see people in the media change a little bit. That's how reports work, more so even in the financial markets. Any rate, what we do have is corn is trying to work higher here after the reports, and the July corn is near the lower upside of upside objective. So I have the high at 625 and three quarters today, and I have the objective of our upside objective about 632, if I'm reading it right on the chart. I don't have the exact numbers pulled from the model here. And that ranges up to 638, which would make it a new high for the up move since the March low. So there is room to move higher. The daily indicator acts like it would like to reject today's bounce and just continue to move lower. But it is a narrow enough spread to want us, might not want to bet on that yet. And maybe we need to give the bulls a chance. Now, we said all along, ideally the market will top today into next Tuesday. We said there might be something we don't understand, that it actually topped on March 29th. It's now come back so that it's given us a second chance if you're interested in selling for a level three top. But the market is saying, the model is saying, there's enough here. They might push us a little bit higher today. They may even push it higher into Monday. All right. And I really don't have a clue on the level four intraday, interweek stuff. It looks like a bottom today, but it may top out near the end today on into Monday. So not much help there. My guess is give the bulls a chance until it trades below today's low at 625 and three quarters. And then you got to be concerned, level three top's in place, trend is down. And so long as it doesn't go well above 640, I would say then the violation of 625 three quarters probably would open the door to 620 on down to about 610. We'll discuss more of that next week. I doubt we're going to see that wild in action today. Now, for those of you following the May corn, the model had respected our upside objective of about, 649 to about 656. For 3 days, it fluctuated in there in that range, and that was resistance. It held it back. Today, they punched through it, but right at the moment, it's back to that. I got a 656 and a quarter, and that's just about the upside of that range. So that's fascinating. Here again, it can top today into next Tuesday. And it is stronger than the July, so the July isn't that enthused about this rally. So I don't know what to tell you here. To me, it probably is going higher later today. It's probably going higher Monday, Tuesday. But I feel like calling a top right here, right now. And the model is saying we wouldn't miss out too much analytically if we played it safe and said, don't call the top till it takes out today's low at 647 and a quarter May. If that's too low for you, then you have to be more aggressive and just realize that makes it even more difficult to time and this and that. At any rate, the indicator is acting kind of bearish here as if it's going lower. Very convinced the grains back off next week. May only back off a little, may back off a lot, and we'll have to change. We may have to make some changes in the corn market that the low of the year might be more important than we thought, okay? That doesn't change the attitude that there can be some stalling out over through April here. I don't think this market's really ready to get going on a bull run into summer, okay? So probably level three traders will have the upper hand here, making the bigger up and down moves during the month for April and portion of May, and the level one, level two traders won't be able to really build a defined uptrend, but I also don't think they're going to create a defined downtrend, something serious. I really do think we're looking at the lowest price of the year in place this month. And I already said that, and that's separate from the business cycles. That's just other things in the model, just saying they put it too low, it's not bottoming quite when we wanted it, doesn't matter, it's probably the lowest price. So hopefully this makes some sense here. I'm very pleased with some of the respect of the corn market right now. I realize it could go a bit higher later today on into Tuesday maybe and Monday, but it might top today. To me, the more important focus should be level 3 downtrends coming next week. So I can't get extremely bulled up here. I'm afraid I'll just have to miss out. I'm afraid I'll have to admit I don't get it. All right, now on the soybeans, some more interesting stories there. I'm not going to go into numbers and what it all means. I said it could knock back to 1480 in the July, some of those old daily resistance, more specifically March 21st high. Well, the market actually poked through it, back below it. The market exploded up out of our target range, which was looking like it was working very well at 1442 to about 1460. The indicator is still bullish, but believe it or not, with this big up move today, it's trying to roll over for a sell signal, and it is nearly extremely overbought. I don't think I trust this. In theory, it can be up into Monday or Sunday night for level 4, but I'm wondering, let me double check, what's the high of March 29, 1453 and 3/4? 1454, yeah, I guess the best forecast is it really ought to be higher into Sunday night to Monday, then down. That's for the level 4. So in theory, the level 3 probably wouldn't top to Sunday night to early Monday, the earliest, okay? But here again, I'm just concerned this is just a nice shot up here off a report, and it's all over. The level 3 trend is over for the most part. The main market also flew by the March 21st high and is holding it above the high. So here again, the May is stronger than the July, typical behavior. And we can draw some trend lines maybe from February 22nd high and March 6th high, and you can come into today's action. Here again, the indicator is more overbought on the May than the July, extremely overbought, and also rolling over, although it's saying it does not like this big up move, as if this is the exhaustion, this is just the last excitement of a level 3 uptrend. Nevertheless, the model is also saying even more likely the level 4 top isn't a Sunday night Monday than in the July. And to have a level 3 top, we need a level 4, and it's saying you probably don't have a level 4 here today. So the May may well go higher into Sunday night, Monday, early Monday, and then down. The model's definitely still oriented towards selling next week. Not us selling necessarily, but I'm just saying it's saying a wave of selling is coming. They got to dial in this report. All right, let's go on to May Chicago. And I don't have much else to tell you for quality upside targets here. Use your Fibonacci retracements. Use daily highs, weekly highs, stuff like that. The May wheat market off a little, kind of stable, fascinating, not doing much of anything here, and I really don't have much for insight to tell you. It'll be bullish probably if it trades above 724, the high of March 29. Other than that, it really ought to be bearish into next week. Let's move to the July, and the July, of course, on March 29th spiked slightly above our best upside target, then pulled back into that target range to near the bottom. This morning, or yesterday, it closed below it, giving us a bearish signal. Today, it's bumping its head near the five-day average and acting like it's still bearish down into next week. I can't rule out, however, a little bit of strength today, maybe in the Sunday night, early Monday, off of level 4, and they put it up a little better. But frankly, I don't think the week July wheat Chicago is going back to 735 and a quarter or higher. I think it's over. Basically, I think the trend is down into next week. I say the wheat starts down ahead of the corn and soybeans, but next week we will see waves of selling all three markets. Come next week, I may have to make some changes on what's the important lows here for the year. Where are we going with those more important trends? I don't know if it's really going to change my overall opinion and tactic here in the sense that I'm not convinced these grains can go by large amounts in either direction for a while here, but it's probably building potential for a summer rally. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day, weekend. Thank you.